This situation among the Ryan-Y Care Act Social Service Agency's nationally systemic problem needs some address. Who should I turn to? Two messages. Martin J. Driscoll, less than in the mind way at gmail.com, Saturday, January 26, 2019 at 6:12 p.m. 2. Dr. Jonathan Merman, Director HIV Prevention CDC, jonathan.merman@hhs.gov, jonathan.merman@cdc.hhs.gov, jhm7@cdc.gov. Image.png. Image.png. Subject ref. https://www.linkedin.com/pulse/glassdoor-controversy-negative-outlook-employee-reviews-driscoll/. The Glassdoor Controversy of Negative Outlook Employee Reviews for Ryan-Y Care Act Social Service Agencies. Is there a conspiracy here showing? Published on December 26, 2018. James Driscoll. Status is online. James Driscoll. Owner, realuphuman.ne. http://dr-jono-merman.cdc.gov.webdomains.realuphuman.net/linkedin.com/. http://dr-jono-merman.cdc.gov.webdomains.realuphuman.net/linkedin.com/standards-fuck-in-company-names.png. Dr. Jono Merman. My name is James Driscoll. You blocked me on Twitter, but that does not negate the reasons why I contacted you on Twitter or this email. As much as one wants to put their head in the sand on this one, it should be acknowledged for some kind of truth to the situation. I am a citizen of the United States of America and a person living with HIV/AIDS. My first diagnosis was September 1999 when I had a T cell count of 156. So, I am AIDS symptomatic and the stress of what has happened has negatively affected my health. I have had two situations where I have received hate, harassment, and retaliation for attempting to bring forward empowerment models to the HIV community. There are digital tracks that are still showing valid for my first turn in this problem by having a Google group by the name of Local HIV Community Oakland CA. In that, there was no local participation. What I was trying to empower for the community was based on my skill set of bringing computer literacy to the San Bernardino Public Library and City by my involvement in developing the computer lab and bulletin board system in 1985. This is highlighted on my resume. Note, the links on my technology domains have a specific mode active available to all domains, but most domains have this mode disabled. In Oakland CA, what I received for attempting to bring forward empowerment models in 2003-2005, I received a hate and harassment campaign best defined as gaslighting. This was before the cyberbullying laws were placed in the law for allowance to report this activity. What their end game was to drive me crazy. In that effort, they were successful in eviction. I have documented many aspects of this eviction under the case number WGO 626-6106 in Oakland. I was set to defend myself in court of this eviction, but they found a way to have my rights of due process extremely and vigorously violated. I even wrote to the attorney in my case a promise to walk home in protest of events that had happened. That was written during the eviction case on May 20, 2006. It was with my interface with Foothill AIDS Project back in my hometown in 2007 and by attempts to blog my story online that shortly after I started my blog space on Christmas Eve 2006, that my car was stolen from my parents' home here in San Bernardino CA and abandoned my car at the former address of my brother's home in town. The message to me was, of course, shut the F up. It was in June of 2005 that I registered a certain set of internet domains that I continue to hold. I am one of the most unique cyber identities to exist on the planet for defining truth and hurtful, hateful actions against each other. The domains remain to be a part of the truth record, even if you do not recognize them yourself. In that event of my car being stolen from my parents' home, I was interfaced to the mental health program director Dr. Howard Newsom and he ended up writing a mental health advocacy letter that remains to be ignored by social services for over 10 full years and the resolution of this letter never brought forward for adaptive corrections. http://dr-jono-merman.cdc.gov.footillaidsproject.fuckituphuman.net/. http://dr-jono-merman.cdc.gov.footillaidsproject.fuckituphuman.net/mentalhealthadvocacyletigen2007.jpg. Image.png. The reason why Foothill AIDS Project is listed on the domain mentioned here is a Google review and personal experiences dealing with staff. The Google review of this Ryan-Y Care Act-funded social service agency. This is where we get into the nitty-gritty of my argument that this problem that I am introducing here along with my very own story plight from hate needs some corrective adaptive address from the top down upon the agencies. http://dr-jono-merman.cdc.gov.footillaidsproject.fuckituphuman.net/google-reviews-footillaidsproject-san-bernardino.png. Image.png. I am told that Aaron Jacobson is a member of the Inland Empire HIV Planning Council. You can pull up the live Google review by searching on Google, Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino. Now to describe the events in Denver, Colorado, starting with my residency there in April 2014. I brought the mental health advocacy letter written by Dr. Howard Newsom to the attention of Colorado Health Network, aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project, in my case management when I moved to Denver. This letter was not recognized in my case management. In Denver, I had another hate, harassment, and retaliation campaign for a period of 11 months that ended up in eviction. Once again, I was attempting to empower and build an adult-oriented consent thought and practices school. The local leadership was invited to participate in the discussion area of this project. They were just moles set up to destroy such a project. This all, of course, down the path of goal and agenda on the agency side, lead another eviction from the community for attempting to bring empowerment models to the client base of the local HIV community. I have even created a Facebook community group page called Local HIV Community Leadership Denver. The Glassdoor reviews did not show up against Colorado Health Network until 2 weeks after I had to leave town. These reviews are quite disturbing and confirming who had been the troublemaker. I had named the puppeteer of this hate campaign targeted against me to be Jamie Villalobos, second-tier director in a leadership position of the Colorado Health Network, on July 7, 2017. This was 14 days prior to these Glassdoor reviews showing up against them. Even though they had already made a web presence on my domain as http://jonathan-jono-merman.cdc.gov.coloradohealthnetwork.fuckituphuman.net. https://glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867.2.htm. http://dr-jono-merman.cdc.gov.webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/. http://dr-jono-merman.cdc.gov.webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/hive-aids-services-organizations-employee-reviews/a-collective-research-directory containing the Glassdoor reviews for several select regions across the United States having negative outlook reviews posted against the Ryan White Care Act Social Service Agency's nationally systemic problem. http://dr-jono-merman.cdc.gov.webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/hive-aids-services-organizations-employee-views/coloradohealth-network-reviews_glassdoor-stayaway.png. Image.png. Is there a thing here? Stay away and run as far and as fast away as you can. If you are not able to zoom into the images attached, you can direct link to the image review and use the Control plus zoom in. http://dr-jono-merman.cdc.gov.webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/hive-aids-services-organizations-employee-views/qr-coloradohealthnetwork-reviews-glassdoor-layered.jpg. Image.png. http://dr-jono-merman.cdc.gov.webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/hive-aids-services-organizations-employee-views/cascadesproject-systemic-problem2.png. Image.png. This review above, as it is noted, stands in view of an extremely detailed overview of what is the system problem that I am attempting to get addressed. Even though this review had been static on site from 2015, it was flagged by someone on the side of the agency after I started making noise about it. That was just in the past 6 months. This review has been removed from the live reviews VUR. I caught a Google cached version. The reason why it was removed was once it was flagged, Glassdoor intervened attempting to contact the original author of the review. Since they did not respond to Glassdoor to confirm the statements made, this review was removed. However, I have interfaced to Glassdoor with my own inquiry and the person responded with the subject titled from Glassdoor content, content@glassdoor.com. To realuphuman.net@gmail.com, realuphuman.net@gmail.com. Date, January 4, 2019, 12:35 p.m. Subject, help us keep your review live on Glassdoor. Mailed by cd7t22dj50.8-psi48ee.nar70.bnc.salesforce.com. Signed by Glassdoor.com. What a digital footprint set forth onto our information society about bad actors in the Ryan White Care Act-funded social service agencies based on personal experience is very much real. In view of moral agency, these emails cannot just be ignored. My from Glassdoor content, content@glassdoor.com. To realuphuman.net@gmail.com, realuphuman.net@gmail.com. Date, January 4, 2019, 12:35 p.m. Subject, help us keep your review live on Glassdoor. Mailed by cd7t22dj50.8-psi48ee.nar70.bnc.salesforce.com. Signed by Glassdoor.com. Twitter public tweets directed to your attention cannot just be ignored. Moral agency. Image.jpg. Description. Moral agency is an individual's ability to make moral judgments based on some notion of right and wrong and to be held accountable for these actions. A moral agent is a being who is capable of acting with reference to right and wrong. Wikipedia. So far, I am the victim of a hate campaign that I am afraid will never terminate because no one from the above position internal of this HIV prevention and control system has denounced their actions against me. So, in essence, you must condone the actions set forth against me because you too block the truth to be told to your moral agency resolve of these matters. Not so fast. I will have a copy of this email along with the filing of your Truth Finder background check report on my domains. These will display as results pretty high marks for web searches in your name. Please respond a response of responsibility. According to what the CDC has to say on the subject of social media blocking, I deserve an apology for your blocking me on Twitter. James M. Driscoll, 3260 Grand Vista. San Bernardino CA 92405. 909-882-8759. This email to be publicly filed. http://persons.realuphuman.net/dr-jonathan-harry-moman/. With full web search indexing, you are Herbie granted moral agency and moral responsibility upon these issues. Mail delivery subsystem, mailer-demon@googlemail.com, Saturday, January 26, 2019 at 6:13 p.m. 2. inthemindway@gmail.com. Error icon. Address not found. Your message wasn't delivered to jonathan.merman@hhs.go because the address couldn't be found or is unable to receive mail. The response from the remote server was 550 number 5.1.0 address rejected.